You're listening to Manifest Destiny, Westward Expansion, The Mexican-American War, and The Making of a Continental Empire, written by Charles Westbrook Hoyt and read aloud by Wyatt Lawson, recording 2026. The book begins. Raleigh Jewry, the horizon calls in the summer of 1845, a 35-year-old newspaper editor in New York named John Lewis Olivan sat down to write an editorial about the annexation of Texas. He had been writing about American expansion for years, with the evangelical fervor of a man who believed his country had been singled out by Providence for a singular destiny. What he wrote that summer included a phrase that would outlive him, outlive his newspaper, and outlive the specific controversy that occasioned it. It was, O'Sullivan declared, America's manifest destiny to overspread the continent allotted by Providence for the free development of our yearly multiplying millions. Manifest destiny, two words that compressed into a political slogan the largest territorial acquisition in American history, a process that, between 1803 and 1853, at approximately 3 million square miles to the United States, transformed the Republic from a nation hugging the Atlantic seaboard into a continental empire stretching from ocean to ocean, and in the process displaced, conquered, or exterminated scores of peoples who had lived on that continent long before the first Europeans set foot on it. The phrase was new. The idea was not. Americans had been pressing westward since the first settlements at Jamestown and Plymouth. The frontier, the line between settled American territory and the vast interior, had been moving west for two centuries by the time O'Sullivan coined his phrase, driven by the same forces that would drive it to the Pacific, the hunger for land, the confidence in American institutions, the conviction that the continent's resources were destined for American use. What changed in the 1840s was the scale and the speed. In a single decade, the United States acquired Texas, Oregon, California, and the enormous Southwest, adding more territory than had been added in the preceding four decades. James K. Polk, the president who presided over this decade of acquisition, was the most consequential president no one remembers. He entered office in March 1845 with a specific, limited agenda: annex Texas, settle the Oregon question, acquire California, and he executed that agenda with a systematic determination that none of his predecessors had matched. He also involved the United States in a war with Mexico that was, by any honest assessment, a war of aggression undertaken to seize territory from a neighbor too weak to resist, and he secured the peace that gave the United States everything it had gone to war to obtain. The people on the receiving end of this expansion, the Mexicans who lost half their country, the native peoples who lost their hunting grounds and their lives, the Californios who found their ranchos absorbed into an American order that did not recognize their property rights, the native Hawaiians who watched the first American settlers arrive with uneasy prescience, did not experience manifest destiny as a story of progress. They experienced it as conquest, because it was. The same expansion that Americans celebrated as the fulfillment of their providential mission was, for those on its other side, dispossession, displacement, and, often, death. This book tries to hold both experiences in view. The story of American westward expansion is a story of extraordinary human energy, courage, and accomplishment. The emigrants who walked 2,000 miles to Oregon with everything they owned in a wagon, the miners who transformed a California creek bank into a city in months, the engineers who began dreaming of a transcontinental railroad before the territory was even organized. It is also a story of extraordinary violence, greed, and moral failure, the war fought under false pretenses to seize Mexican territory, the treaties broken before the ink was dry, the peoples exterminated for the crime of occupying land that Americans wanted. The horizon calls to human beings in every era. What distinguishes nations and peoples is what they do when they answer that call, whether they make room for those already standing at the destination or whether they simply push them aside. In the 1840s and 1850s, the United States answered the horizon's call with remarkable energy and appalling disregard for the human cost of the answer. The result was the continent we inhabit, shaped by choices made in those decades that we have been reckoning with ever since. The Ideologies of Expansion, 1820-1845. Chapter 1, The Phrase and the Idea, John L. Sullivan and Manifest Destiny.